A few men were, however, seen clinging with wild frenzy to the cordage, dropping from rope to rope, like wounded birds fluttering through a tree, until they fell heavily into the ocean, the sullen ship sweeping by them in a cold indifference. At the next instant, the spars and masts of their enemy exhibited a display of men similar to their own, when Griffith again placed the trumpet to his mouth and shouted aloud, "Give it to them! Drive them from their yards, boys! Scatter them with your grape! Unreeve their rigging!" The crew of the American wanted but little encouragement to enter on this experiment with hearty goodwill, and the close of his cheering words was uttered amid the deafening roar of his own cannon. The pilot had, however, mistaken the skill and readiness of their foe, for notwithstanding the disadvantageous circumstances under which the Englishman increased his sail, the duty was steadily and dexterously performed. The two ships were now running rapidly on parallel lines, hurling at each other their instruments of destruction with furious industry, and with severe and certain loss to both, though with no manifest advantage in favor of either. Both Griffith and the pilot witnessed, with deep concern, this unexpected defeat of their hopes,